Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. The Chernobyl explosion is the worst nuclear accident on record. Two massive explosions blew 400 times the amount of radiation from the Hiroshima bomb into the air.
Its impact is still being uncovered. A new study sequenced the entire genomes of 130 children and their parents who were brought in to clean up the disaster or were evacuees from areas near the plant. Children born 46 or more weeks after the accident were included.
They found that nearly all the children's inherited genetic variation is also present in the DNA of each parent. Some of the variations are from changes in either the sperm or the egg, which are called de novo mutations, or DNMs.
Normally, between 50 to 100 DNMs arise per individual per generation. Surprisingly, the radiation exposure did not raise these children's DNMs.
Exposure to radioactive iodine can also raise a person's risk for thyroid cancer. So a study looked at thyroid tumors from over 300 people exposed to radiation at Chernobyl and compared them with those born near there later.
Those exposed did have more breaks in both strands of their DNA, and the more radiation a person was exposed to, and the younger they were, the more double-stranded DNA breaks they accumulated.
So there's good news and bad news. Chernobyl did not cause more mutations to be passed down to the next generation, but it did raise the number of thyroid cancers.
Over three decades have passed, and yet we continue to learn from the fallout.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.